And now it's time for a little game. Little games, trivia game. You'll win a nice CD if you know the answer to the trivia question I'm about to read into the microphone. All you got to do is hear the question, figure it out, and call me up at 786-5486. That's 786-K-HUM, or you can call me toll-free from Southern Humboldt at 923-7799. And if you are the winner, you'll pick up this very nice record from Scott Miller and the Commonwealth. Reconstruction is the name of it. It's not even in stores yet. You can't run out and buy this record. You can only win it. It's very, very nice. I'm sure you'll like it. All right. Here's the game we're going to play today. I'm going to give you some details, some biographical details about a very famous person. It's a person who I believe you know the name of. It's someone that you've heard of before. I'm pretty sure of that. And I'll just give the details of this person's life. And once you think you know who I'm talking about, just call me up. And if you get it right, then you win. It couldn't be simpler. All right. We have meetings. We have these music meetings. And we'll play back tapes of ourselves being DJs and subject ourselves to intense criticism from the other DJs. And paper rattling is a frequent. There's so much extraneous noise. That's what they'll all say. Either banging pens or making noise. It's not good. You shouldn't do it. It's not good DJ style. All right, so this person was born in New Jersey, actually, in the West End district of Long Branch, New Jersey, on August 22nd, 1893. But this person is much more famously associated with New York. Already someone's calling. Yes, hello, may I help you?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Ben from Santa Clarita.
Ben from where, I'm sorry?
Santa Clarita.
Where is that exactly?
Southern California.
Okay, how's the weather down there in Southern California?
Fine.
Hey, check it out. We got rain up here. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, well, there's some rain going on. If you were listening to the radio, you'd hear it. So, Ben, was it?
Yes.
Do you know the answer, or do you want a few more clues?
Can you repeat the question?
You didn't even hear the question, did you?
No.
Okay. I will give you some biographical facts about a person that I believe you know the name of, and I'll give you a few facts, and then you guess who the person is.
Okay.
If you didn't hear the question, why are you calling in?
Because I want the CD.
Okay. What CD is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So this person was born in 1893 in the West End district of Long Branch, New Jersey, but she's more famously associated with New York.
I don't know the answer.
She lost her mother when she was a month shy of turning 5, and her stepmother died when she was 9 years old. Her formal education ended when she's 13. Does that help you?
No.
Thank you for calling.
Can I have the CD anyway?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. That guy is such a freak. Okay, now we have line number 1 on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Larry, it's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. That guy's strange.
He's very strange. He's a very unusual man.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a few more. So you've heard the clue so far.
Yeah, I have.
Formal education ended. Do you know, by the way?
No, just give me some more.
Okay. Let's see. There was more tragedy in her early life. Her uncle died on the Titanic sunk. And her father died just a little bit later after that. So there she was, fairly young, and only minimally educated. And yet, she landed a gig at Vanity Fair magazine in 1917. She started earning money by playing piano and at a dancing school. But then she got this Vanity Fair gig in 1917, and she was hired as an editorial assistant for another Condé Nast magazine, Vogue. And then she worked for a couple years at Vogue magazine, and then she moved over to Vanity Fair full-time as the drama critic. She was the drama critic, initially only when P.G. Wodehouse was vacationing, but later she became the full-time drama critic. There's the end of your round of clues.
You gave me a lot of clues.
I did.
There's some visions of people's faces, but names are not coming to me.
It sounds vaguely familiar, though.
What's her first name begin with?
Yeah, right.
Can I have the CD anyway?
Yeah, I know, really. Can I have the CD anyway?
I'll tell you what. I'll give Ben a call and he'll burn you, okay?
Here we go. No. Susan B. Anthony. I'm just going with some crazy stuff because that's what I keep hearing.
That's crazy stuff. Sorry, that's not correct.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's go now to line number two. Who is this?
Hey, Larry, this is Damon.
Hey, Damon, how you doing?
Good.
I feel that there are enough clues out there for someone to get it, but I'll give you more clues if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Her writing style was characterized by caustic wit.
Caustic wit.
Caustic wit. It was initially very, very popular and remained popular, but after a time, her caustic wit offended too many and she was canned. And Robert Benchley, who was on the staff at Vanity Fair at the time, resigned in solidarity with her. So then she moved over to the New Yorker a little bit later on. In 1925, she started writing for the New Yorker. And she became famous for, in addition to her literary criticism, short stories, viciously humorous poems, many about the perceived ludicrousness of her many romantic affairs.
Ooh. I have a losing streak going, Larry.
You do. You're due.
I do.
You're due, is the way to think.
I got called, and he was so clueless.
Well, he's...
I was like Billie Holiday. But that's obviously, I don't think she's known for her writing. So I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Sylvia Plath. That's,
Sylvia Plath, that is a reasonable guess.
But that's not right.
It's not correct, but that's... You
am
should,
I in the right half century?
You're
before that.
You may be a little...
Bell jar?
Further on, but... But okay, you should feel good about this, because I know how hard you are on yourself. So
can I have the CD anyway?
Yeah.
Sorry. I couldn't hear through all that extraneous noise, and I thought you're giving them away for everybody calling, right?
It's the rain. It's the rain that's causing the problems. All right, Damon. Well, that is not correct, but if it occurs to you, you can call back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Now we go over to...